I, Terrence R. McAuliffe,
do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution.
Governor McAuliffe addressed thousands of rain-soaked Virginians gathered to hear his vision for the Commonwealth. Most notably, he pressed legislators to expand Virginia's Medicaid program in compliance with the Affordable Care Act.
Like the majority of other states, we need to act on the consensus of the business community and healthcare industry to accept funding that will expand healthcare coverage, save rural hospitals, and spur economic growth and job creation. With a stronger healthcare system in Virginia as our objective, I will work with the legislature to build on the Medicaid reforms that the General Assembly has already achieved and to put Virginians' own tax dollars to work, keeping families healthy and creating jobs here in the Commonwealth.
Governor McAuliffe says the Commonwealth's greatest policy challenge is diversifying Virginia's economy in the face of deep federal spending cuts and heightened competition from abroad.
The decisions we make over the next 4 years will determine whether parents who worked hard their entire life will have the savings to retire with some security, whether the brave men and women who return home from serving abroad can find work or start their own businesses, or whether children who grow up in rural Virginia can live, work, and thrive in the communities where they were born. And it will determine whether another kid from a middle-class family can find enough customers for his driveway maintenance business to help him pay for college.
McAuliffe vowed to reduce unnecessary mandates and achieve adequate funding for Virginia's community colleges, which he called the workforce development engines of the Commonwealth. He also pledged to expand veterans' access to education, health care, and career opportunities after their military service has ended.
Our servicemen and women have the technical training our innovative industries demand, and they embody that strong sense of teamwork, leadership, and drive that makes them valuable assets to our workforce.
Speaking to his Democratic base, Governor McAuliffe said he will work to provide equal education opportunities to the children of new immigrants and ensure that every woman has the right to make her own personal health care choices. The new governor also made several appeals to Republican leaders to strive to work together for the greater good.
Common ground doesn't move towards us. We move towards it. The skeptics are predicting divided government, driven to gridlock, bipartisanship. Virginia, together, we will prove them wrong again.
McAuliffe signed 4 executive orders shortly after taking office, the first prohibiting discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity, the second placing a $100 limit on gifts to the governor, his family, and members of his administration, and the third and fourth delegating executive powers to the chief of staff during emergency circumstances should the governor be incapacitated. Governor McAuliffe will address a joint session of the General Assembly at 7 o'clock this evening to offer a more detailed look at his legislative agenda. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.